All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. God is good, not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time, and all of the time God is good. And he's still on the throne. Amen. God is still real. Because Jesus the Christ has come, died, was buried, but resurrected. And because he lives, we all have a hope of a future with him. A hope of eternal life. Amen. And so we are here today on behalf of the family. We're grateful to be able to share with you from the Word of God. I met Erica. I didn't know Brother Burns. I know now the history. You've done the eulogy. I've heard a lot. Eulogy means you speak well of the deceased. But that's not my job. I am a man of God that speaks the Word of God. I'm under charge. Amen. As Paul told Timothy, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And so that's my job for a few minutes here today, is to bring the word of God to the people. So to the family first, you know, God can comfort you and he will comfort you. You can trust him. I would just say to the family, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help, your peace, your comfort can come from God. Man cannot give you what God gives you. Only God can give you the peace you need and the time you need to get through this. This is the first time. Every death is the first time for somebody. It's the first time they ever lost their father. There'll never be another. It's the first time she've ever lost her husband. She'll never lose him again. This is the first time. It's the first time someone has maybe lost a brother. Or maybe it's the first time you've lost someone dear to you. We all lose ones, loved ones. We know what the books say. It's appointed unto man what? Once to die. We all going to die. We know that, don't we? But I want to talk about why die. That's the question I got. Why die? And what I want you all to know is many people do not know this, what I'm going to share with you. In every funeral that I teach at, I share this with the listening audience because most people have never heard it. This is not called a funeral in the Bible. Not called a funeral. It's called the house of mourning. And I want you to think about this because I want to reach out to the family, to the children, to the brothers of Roy, to the family that are close to them. Because families need to be close. See, God got a way of doing things for a purpose. And I know we started late, but I'm just going to take a few minutes, but I'm going to tell this because this is really why we're here. This is not an accidental death. This is not an accidental assembling on January 30, 2016, at 10:05 West Little York with Brother Tommy Brooks preaching. This is not an accident. It's not a coincidence. This is a part of God's plan. So all of us who are living must take part in this. You say, well, I don't go to church. I don't want to have nothing to do with religion. Well, you are here now. And the reason you're here is because God said so. And you say, well, I'm going to walk out then. What are you, mission accomplished? The mission is accomplished. See what I'm trying to say? There are people who will never sit down to hear from God that will come to a funeral. There are some family members who your life is out, you're in the streets right now. You know in the back of your heart you kind of need to get your life together. And so what I want to share with you is for those who are really in your heart of hearts, know that you need to be closer to your Lord. The Bible teaches us, and Eric, and I want you and Roy Jr. And the wife to really listen to this, because this is called a sore travail. Now, what do you mean? A travail, ladies and gentlemen, is a painful event. When Erica got the news her father passed, that's painful. See, that's a pain you don't experience every day. Y'all come on, come close to me so you can get this one. See, when a mama get a call that her baby just got killed, that you don't get that call every day. That's not just a painful event. It's a sore travail. That's deeper than normal to lose a daddy, to lose a husband. It's deeper than normal. And a brother. So you say, why die? Why would God inflict such pain? Here's what he says. Now, I'm dealing with Ecclesiastes. Solomon, the wisest man to live, he wrote this as guided by the Holy Spirit, chapter 7. He said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. Now, listen carefully to me.
For that is the end of all men.
I want to come down here with y'all. Can I come down here with y'all? Because I don't want to preach and hoop and all that. That's not what I'm trying to get to why we really here. You know, you can put on a show. That's a theatrical place up there if you want to. You can put on a show. I can hoop and make you holler and shout. But really, did I help you? What I want to use is Brother Burns there. Because I didn't know Brother Burns. But what I know, he knew somebody, his grandmother, grandfather, knew something they taught him at a young age, and he requested his funeral be done here. Because he knew something at a young age that he didn't want to undo at an old age, so he told his children and his wife, this is where I want it done. Now here's what I believe, that my job is to do what he wanted me to do, and that is to reach his family. So here's what Solomon said. I'm going to be short, but you're going to get the point before I finish, trust me. Here's what he says.
For that is the end of all men.
It's better to go to the house of mourning, for that is the end. Y'all got that? Of all men. Now, all of us living know this is the end.
And the living will lay it to his
heart. Now, think about all of us living, understand now that we too will be in this spot one day. Every one of us. No one can deny it. Atheists can't deny it. No one. You don't have to believe the Bible to know this. Everybody die. Why die? That's my question. That's my sermon. Why die? So he says, read on.
Sorrow.
Now he says sorrow.
Is better than laughter.
Is better than laugh. He's saying we're not laughing here today.
For by.
Well, we're in a state of sorrow. So God is saying, you are in the house of mourning. Because I want you in a state of sorrow. I don't want you feasting. This is not a party. God's design for death is not for us to go party now. Somebody said, we're going to celebrate. Yeah, we can celebrate the life, but we can't party. The house of mourning takes us into mourning, crying, sorrowful. That's where God wants us. Why? For the living will lay it to heart. Read on.
For by the sadness
now watch
it.
When I'm the sadness
of the
countenance of the heart, mine.
Made better.
I'm thinking about my own life. Ain't nobody at the party at the malls thinking about life right now. They're living there, partying there, even whatever they're doing. They're not thinking about what we're thinking about. What we're thinking about is, are we okay too? Just like Brother Burns was doing when the young man came up and talked. But I'm gonna share something about that, what he said, and about what Brother Burns did before. Okay, so, and the living will lay out. Now, in chapter 1, here's where I want to be, just for a few more minutes. Now that we know this is called the house of mourning, God wants us in a state of sorrow, we say, well, why we cry? Why die? Do we die? And the reason God wants death, he uses death to take us to a state where he can help us at. See, if we laugh all the time, you ain't going to think about dying. You don't laugh and think about dying. If we were laughing all the time, we don't think about God. It's when we go through times of trouble, when we go through travails and we have pains that we have not experienced, things that we can't get through on our own. Nobody can get through, Erica. Losing your daddy without God. Life without God is vanity. What does that mean? Meaningless, meaningless, said the preacher. Many of us live meaningless lives. It has no meaning. It doesn't matter how much money you got in the bank. If you don't have God, you have nothing.
We measure success in life by what we obtain and how good I am and the status I have and who I am in the neighborhood, how much money I got in the account. Let me tell you something. God, Jesus said, if a man, what does a man profit if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? So what does God want us to do, preacher? He needs us to go in a state of sorrow. Hold on now. Don't you get too happy if your soul is in danger. My feasting. Ain't no time to feast when I'm about to lose my soul. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. And so Solomon says, Solomon being a wise man live, I just give you a clip of one chapter, 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Ecclesiastes. And if you want more, you can come back. I got a book wrote it as well. I got Life Without God. It's meaningless. And so here's what chapter 1. Now he's the wisest man that ever lived, but here's what he tries to do. He tried to live life without God. He tried to live the life of a fool. He had everything he wanted. He had pleasures. He had, in today's terminology, he had cars. He had money. He had everything he wanted. Yet he said this.
Vanity of vanities.
Meaningless.
Saith the preacher.
Roy, you hear him? Meaningless. Meaningless. Meaningless.
Vanity of vanities.
None of it meant anything. Solomon said there is no different in chapter 2. Than me, than a fool. I said, what are you saying, Solomon? The fool gonna die like me. So the wise man that lived come to the conclusion, say, look here, the fool gonna die and I'm gonna die. So what is the difference? One dies with God, one dies without God. I give you a clue which one's the fool. The one who dies without God. So you say, what else? What else? Chapter 1, verse 13. Chapter 1, verse 13. He said, this sort of veil has I given to the sons of men to be exercised. Okay, here it is. When God handed the Burns family, Roy Jr., Burns Jr. death, he said, now deal with it. Y'all got that? See, I don't know who next. You just take the family portrait. Who next? Go look at the one that Roy Jr. was in, the last one y'all took. He ain't in it no more. But who next? Okay, watch this. Let me drop the pie. Let me drop the bomb on you here. He said, now, this sort of veil has God given to the sons of men to be dealt with, exercise. You can do it with God, or you can deal with it without God. But guess what? You got to deal with it. You say, well, preacher, wait, don't you know what I do? Don't you know what I do? I speak for God. I'm a man of God. I'm saying it's wise to live life with God. Now, here's the good thing. In Romans, it says, all things. Get that one out. 5 more minutes. I'm not going to be long for y'all, okay? I'm gonna respect you. I'm not gonna show out either. I'm just gonna give you some stuff. Something that'll work, okay? Because folk don't like long preaching because they you don't need long preaching if we get the point across. But here's the point. Y'all got the pain, right? We got the travail. God done handed it to you. Somebody got one coming, you don't know what. It's on its way. It's coming. It's going to be like this. When God say come, it's coming. It ain't nothing you can do to stop it. So he says, all things work together
and
for good.
We know that all things work together for good to them that
one.
Love God.
How is it that this young lady losing her husband can fit into all things good? How is it that a son loses daddy and God said it's all good? All things mean all things. Work together for good to them that love God. Now let me tell you something. What if Roy Burns Jr.'s death caused his daughter to come close to God and it saved her soul? Wasn't it the best day of her life? What if it bring his son to the Lord? What if it bring his honey to the Lord? What if his brothers all come to the Lord? What if everybody starts straightening up their life in the Burns family? The Burns family is blessed because of Roy Burns Jr. Why not? To bring my people to me. God said, why I take lives? God said, because that's where I need them at. When they put them in a mourning state, sorrow, let them know you're going this way. And the best choice of wisdom is you choose God or you don't, but you choose. So, little boy pushing his brother down the sidewalk in a wheelchair. And the wheelchair topples over in the ditch. And he couldn't get his brother out. He was trying to get him up. Get him out, Erica. And so he started throwing rocks at cars. And nobody would stop. He's just throwing rocks. Kept throwing rocks. And finally, he saw a brick. And he took that brick. It was a brand new black Jaguar coming down the road. And he took aim, and he threw that brick, and it hit that Jaguar in the door. And the driver of that Jaguar hit his brakes, stopped and backed up. Say, son, what are you doing? He said, sir, I've been throwing rocks all day, and wouldn't nobody stop. But when God threw a brick, it set down 300 folk. Don't tell me God can't stop us in our tracks. This is a brick. But the thing about it, will the brick bring you to God? Cancer is a brick. Death is a brick. Life throws bricks. But it may be one young man in this audience. It may be one young lady in this audience. Because of Roy Burns Jr.'s death. It's her brick, and she finna get right.
Let me stop this. Because somebody said, well, Brother Brooks, well, how we know who? We don't know who.
See, I told you it's not accidental. See, God can bring 300 to get to save one. Understand this. Couple more scriptures. Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he to do the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out devils? Just because you're religious and you call on the name of Jesus doesn't mean you're going to heaven.
Oh, no, you don't want to hear that, right? I grew up in a church, and I grew up, and I'll give you all my quick story. On me, and I got hit with a brick. My brother was 20 years old. I was 24. I got hit with the brick. He got killed in a car wreck. I grew up in a church where we took the Lord's Supper once a month. We just kind of went, as long as you believed in the Lord, as long as you accept Jesus, personally say, all those things were told to us. When I got hit with the brick, I started reading the Bible for myself. I visited the Church of Christ off I-10 in Waco 30 years ago. And the reason I became a preacher, because nobody told my brother what I'm getting ready to tell you all. Everybody don't go to heaven. That's the biggest lie we've been told. Every funeral is not a home-going celebration. And Jesus said, only a few gonna make it. You can play with that game if you want to. Don't come to this preacher. I don't play those games. Either it's Bible or it's not. We want script and no lip.
And you say, well, brother, why you say it? Because I understand why the magnitude of what this man told his wife and his children is that he wanted to come here because there's something we teach different. And that is we believe that the Bible is 100% right. 100% right. 100% right. So I'm going to tell you what we taught him at a young age when he obeyed the gospel, when he became a member of the Church of Christ. Here's what he heard. He heard how over 2,000 years ago, on a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross. It was an emblem of suffering and shame. And on that cross hung Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who calmed the boisterous winds and the sea and said, peace, be still. Amen, somebody. The one who took mud and spit and healed the eyes of a blind man. And the blind man said, this we know, God heareth not a sinner. He couldn't have been a sinner. He walked among in Jerusalem among the people. People climbing trees trying to get to this Jesus. They led him into his room. He rode in on a donkey. Hosanna in the highest. Am I right about it? They took him before King Alphas. They took him before Pilate. They took him before the Sanhedrin court. Nobody found a fault with him, but the people said, crucify him. The people said, crucify him. And Pilate said, why? No fault. I find no fault with the man. So he said, crucify him. Pilate had him beat. Whipped with a whip called a flagellum. Took that man, Jesus, who had never done any wrong. Am I right about it? They whipped him, hit him with a clenched fist and slapped his face. Spit on him. A man of God. The Son of God. Yeah, they did him like that, y'all. Why he did? He did it for Roy. He took that slapping for Roy. He took the spit for Roy. I'm glad Roy heard this story. He took the slapping. He took the mocking for him. They put a cross on his back. Talking now, Jesus, where you going? I'm going to Calvary. I'm carrying my cross. Got to get to the top of the hill. Got to go for Brooks. I got to go for the Burns. I got to go to the top of the hill. When they got him on top, they drove nails in his hands. And nails in his feet. I'm going to write about it. Thief on the left and thief on the right. I ain't worried about the one on the left or the one on the right. It was the man in the middle that made the difference. So they took him. They took him. 6 hours. Pain, suffering. Now we want to go in a state of mourning. Because we don't deserve it as young men. All of us done sinned. So now we need to go to his funeral. Now let's go mourning now. Because that's the best place God wants us. For godly sorrow, working repentance. We all ought to feel sorry that Jesus had to go through what he did after the way we done acted. But he stayed on the cross for me and he stayed for you. 6 hours he stayed, y'all, in pain, in agony. Nails in his right, nail in his left, nail in his feet. He hung him up on the cross. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. On the cross he would hang. He would look at the people and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But before he died, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why did you leave me on this cross? The Father so loved the world that he left him for Gerard Jr. He left him on the cross for me, and he left him for you. But the question is, will you come to him? That's good preaching. That's good preaching. If you believe in Jesus. But they took him down, y'all. I'm closing now. They took him down off the cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. Early one Sunday morning, up from the grave he rose with power. Here's what Roy heard. We preached that resurrection, how he heard how he died. He heard how he was buried. He heard how he rose again. That's called the gospel. And Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to him. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's what happened when he was a teenager. He believed and he was baptized. When he was on his deathbed, all he had to do was say, God, forgive me. He had already obeyed him. He didn't obey him on his deathbed. He obeyed him when he believed the gospel. Nobody's going to live perfectly. So have you believed? Have you been buried with him by baptism? Or are you like me? You believe God hears sinners. That's what they told my brother. You know, God hears sinners. Bible says in John 9:31, this we know, God hears not sinners. Can't call upon the name of the Lord until you've been baptized. Acts 22:16. Somebody said, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord to be saved. That's out of context. In Acts 22:16, Ananias told Saul, arise, why tarriest thou? Be baptized. Wash away your sin. Watch this. Calling on the name of the Lord that comes after baptism. He had already done that. Then here's the last part, the brick for most people in the religious world. It's when Jesus got up in the resurrection, he gave him the command to go to preach the gospel. And then the Bible says they preached to him. 3,000 were saved on the day of Pentecost out of 1 million people. But Peter said, praising God and having faith with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Roy June Burns Jr. didn't join the Church of Christ. He was added to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, by the Lord. That's why he's a member of Church of Christ. Now, so you can't join in with us. We have no church for you to join. But you do got to obey God to become a member of the church. That's what he did. He heard, he believed, he repented, he confessed Jesus to be the Son of God, and he was baptized for the remission of his sin as a teenager. No, he didn't live perfectly. Ain't none of y'all who he would not stand sin, cast the first stone. But have you obeyed the truth yet? Now, after that, they add him to the church. You know, and then here's the thing. Many of you ain't going to get this. Well, you ain't going to get this because you get it. It's only if you're going to get it, And he said to save the in the church in Ephesians 4:4, said there's one body, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Now, in the Church of Christ, we believe in one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one body. That body, according to Ephesians 1:22, is the church. The church is the body. Colossians 1:18, the church is the body. So I preach one Lord. How many of y'all with me? All right. How many Lords can we preach? It's Jesus is our Lord. The God, the Father is our God. Amen. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit. And the church is the church of Christ. Somebody say, hold it. I knew it was going to happen. Because what America has confused is that we've turned religion into a fun game. And Jesus said, hey, only a few gonna find it. Roy found it, and he made sure his daughter and his wife brought his family here to hear what he heard at a young age. That's why I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, there's only one church. The truth is, you got to be baptized to be saved. The truth is, God doesn't hear a sinner prayer. The truth is, you should be taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday, not on the first Sunday of the month. The truth is, you better read the Bible before you die. That's the truth. And I thank Roy for giving me the opportunity to tell you the truth. And you say, now, what do we do from here? Here's what I do. You can paradigm shift. What you need to do is that you can be mad or you can think. Why am I here? Why death? What's going on in your life? How close are you? What's going on in your life? Have you been seeking truth? First time you heard it like this. Maybe it is, because only a few gonna hear it and believe it. But question is, will it be you? But Jesus said this when they asked him, are there a few gonna be saved? Luke chapter 13, he said in 23, he said, you strive to enter in. Cause many gonna knock at the door. It ain't gonna be open. Friends, it was only 8 people in Noah's Ark. The first time God came, that was with water. The next time is going to be with fire. And the few that are saved going to be in the one church. That's the Church of Christ. That's what I'm telling y'all. When I got here with the brick and I learned this, I'm a preacher today, not so you can call me reverend, because holy and reverence God's name. You can't call me father. Matthew 23, call no man father. We all brethren. You can't call. I don't have no parking spot. If you want to hear me, I park way out yonder. I don't have nothing with my name on. I'm not the Reb. I'm just Brother Brooks dropping truth on folk. And I'll drop truth with no disrespect to anyone, but all respect to the great God of heaven. That's what I'm doing. And so if you're in this audience and you've been looking, you've been seeking, you've been wanting to know, now I need to get somewhere where I know it's book, chapter, and verse. Let me tell you something. The Bible said in John 4:23, the hour coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Watch this. For the Father seeketh. So here's your life. You going through life. You about to die. And you've been looking for religion. You trying to get yourself together. And now, because of Roy Burns, Jesus said, the hour come and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks. So we ain't here by accident, because the Father put somebody here to hear this truth. So what he's done, he said, you've been looking for me? I want you. Now I want you. And the only way I'm going to get you is Brooks preach. And that's why we're here. And I preach the truth. Now prove it wrong, but use book. If you use book, you can't say nothing but amen. If you use your judgment, remember Solomon said, you have a choice. You can live life with God or you can live life without God. What are we going to choose? Life with God. That's the message, y'all. That's the message. The CDs are free. We give our CDs away free. When you go out the door, you can get a free CD. It'll be available for you. It'll give us about 10 minutes. We'll give them to you. And also, we'll sign you up. If you don't have time to wait, sign up for a CD. Listen to what I said. Or if you're here today and you say, Brother Brooks, I want to get it right today, we will baptize you right now. Right now, today, we'll baptize you into the true church. You leave, saved, came lost. May God bless you. I pray God will bless each of you to receive with meekness the engrafted word.